I love America. Let me peep this, I love America. I love hair and the breeze, 7 degrees, palm trees and SD. I love Pokies and OB. I love this freedom that I breathe, this life that I lead. I love thrift stores and vinyl archaeology. Digging in crates for 70s gems, the wind through my window, a pin in my afro. I love getting drenched by sound showers, the power of Jimi Hendrix ripping purple haze, 75 miles per hour down this twisting highway. When the sun greets the day until it sinks in the waves, I love the people, all shades of skin, the true beauties within. I love this world like my kin, I'll turn enemies to friends. I love the music that breathes with its kick drum heartbeat, when it speaks in the evening, weaving the fabric that holds us together through all kinds of weather. I love the scenery evolving on into ever, the crimson canyons laid with mystery and history. The red rocks reminding me of ancient mystic entities, the clear blue waters of a mountain stream running underneath massive aged sequoia trees. The bayou-soaked humidity of the southeast, 90 degrees and sticky like molasses. I spent years on this road with rose-tinted sunglasses, mapping the vastness which exists in this heart. I love the full moon above which illuminates the dark. I love Central Park and its rusted fall bloom, blooming flowers in June and extensive sand dunes. I love being in tune, surrendering to the flow of surroundings, astounding, pounding visuals in the peripheral. I love the miracles which cooperate to make this exist. It's bliss when I'm kissed by these waves of sensation, inhaling this chaos to exhale liberation. I love underground hip-hop exploring equations, like listening to Black Star in my burgundy car, racing alone in my mission hills, home on road to quantum truth speakers. You teach us young urban preachers with abstract features like Aesop Rock and Orthodox style, reminded with miles of instrumentation, miles of Davis, flowing oasis, flowing desolation, just blowing out pavement. I love Abby Hoffman and his Woodstock Nation. I love America. Elegance like Ellington, abstract as Eiler, it's laughing hysterically at old Richard Pryor. America is Coltrane, it is pleasure and pain. It's a high school memory of Prince Purple Rain. America is Mingus, Guthrie, Langston Hughes. America is barbecue, America is blues. America is city lights, America is monk. America is rock and roll, rhythm and funk. Saxophone solo so full of soul like Sly Stone's family with so many tones. It's Gil Scott Heron on the roof reading poems. It's them on the side streets in the quickest route home. It's Sam Cooke with the gospel giving me chills. It's a young Aretha Franklin making Tom stand still. It's Afrocentrism, black culture with wisdom. It's late 60s hippies, no belief in a system. It's Berkeley students and Panthers hand in hand on a mission. It's the moment when Maya told me why Cage Bird sings. It's the Tom James addiction said all now with wings. It's Henry David Thoreau in civil disobedience. It's your grandmother's cooking with her secret ingredients. It's being blazed on the PCH winding road in the summer day. It's me adjusting the level and raising the treble on a Mercy the Devil CD going 60 on a meandering road in Lake Tahoe on the way home from a show. It's arriving in the nick of time. It's Nick or a dime in Washington Square Park. It's a freestyle rhyme in a back parking lot. It's the drum circles echo just before the dark. It's the brush and the paper, the mother and father of art. It's the rhythm that's pounding within all our hearts that are steadily beating and changing like seasons. I pledge allegiance to reason and allegiance to equals, not allegiance to these demons that are deceiving our people. I believe that the media is the axis of evil. I believe that free speech lets me thread this needle and start mending the gap between fact and Fox News. I want to know truth so I can be set free, but when the truth has a fee, we must question the policy of this global insanity, policing humanity, feeding on excess violence and vanity. The vibration of globalization spreads exploitation and mayhem from nation to nation. I criticize because I love enough to save this relationship. Too many years of investment to side and buy and watch it slip away. Away, away, away. As greedy politicians are trying to find a way to own the day, as if there was simply a price to be paid. Well, the price paid, the lives laid in the piles stacked miles high. Children die, mothers cry, and this all reverberates why. And this is just the beginning of an ending. We're facing imperialist expansion, getting momentum and racing this cowboy with his tempest tantrum, national anthem. I pray that there's something left for my grandson, holding this world for ransom in the name of expansion. While at home, one perspective is crammed into our cognition. These wars are waged around the world to increase our protection. A war for peace feasts on my thoughts and raises suspicion. I feel betrayed as if we fall in prey to the grand deception, building up weaponry and military for years and years to fend our fears and silence ideas, as money for education is rapidly wasted on killing could just as well be filling these young minds with the needed wisdom to keep kids out of the prison system. Or aid impoverished parents with welfare, or guarantee that we the people receive health care, or maybe raise the minimum wage. The list of alternatives could fill several pages, but dead presidents take precedence over live residents. Dead presidents take precedence over live residents. Dead presidents take precedence over live residents. The evidence is the overwhelming green pumped into this war machine, which turns my American dream into this nightmare, which is fueled by fear. We create enemies out there to legitimize spending our finances on life ending, fending off threats before they exist. I believe that this war is an act of terrorists. A few thousand kids lay in death's abyss who are guilty of nothing unless it's wrong to live. I love when we took to the streets by the thousands. Voices of proud men, women and children, voicing their feelings, voices of healing. I love the ranges of humans, the rainbow of AIDS. I think that it's strange that our voice was ignored. It seemed prearranged that we were headed to war. War on the shores of a land that never attacked us. My trust in this government is turning to rust, but my love for America is growing each hour. America is the people, and we have the power. So I urge all those opposed to blood flow to say what you know and always speak your mind. Those who are for war will do it all the time. I love the First Amendment, which gives me this right. But it's the rising of the sun. This war's just begun, and the plan's been at hand to expand since day one. This war is not won, it can be broken into fractions. There's a war waged at home on affirmative action. There's a war waged abroad to keep up the distraction. There's a war on education and on probable cause. The Patriot Act wages war on constitutional laws. There's a war without peace, without fists. We are soldiers for peace. There's a war waged through music on this mass media beast. In the land of free speech, money does all the talking, but we shout just as loud in these streets when we're walking. Yeah, I love the idea of democracy. I would love when it is fortified as reality. I remember singing My Country, Tis of Thee, hand in my heart, respecting the land of the free. And I don't think that it's just my American dream gone wrong when rays of pain beam on the TV screen, distracting eyes from the corruption of political schemes. I have a microphone aimed at this puppet regime. I have speakers shooting words at this corporate machine. I have a heart filled with love and some friends who believe, and a few million soldiers who are ready to wage peace. The embodiment of the changes that we are longing to see will be the opposites balancing these widespread extremes. I love this ground that lies underneath my feet. I love America, and I have not one desire to leave. And thank you folks very much.